All right, this one. This is one you can all sing along to. But that's the Scum's, the next one, yes. This is specially dedicated to the three people. Three people who are currently serving several years in prison for kicking fuck out of that Nazi bastard, Nicky Crane. David Fallon, Tony David, and a bloke called Mark. I mean, these people are inside, basically, to make the place fucking safer for us. I mean, at the moment, see, like, the BNP is supposed to be marching through Edinburgh next month. I mean, some people laugh at the moment, like, this is what Dave was saying the other day. Folk laugh at the BNP and think, oh, what a bunch of fucking pricks. But that's exactly how folk treated Hitler to start off with. They just thought the guy was a fucking prick, not worthy of bothering about. The only way to fucking stop these bastards is give them a good hiding before they get a chance. Before they get a chance to even get a foothold on the streets or anything. There's a quotation from Hitler, I can't remember it exactly, but it's along the lines of, the only way they could have stopped us was if they gave us a fucking good kicking right at the beginning. And that's what this song is about. This is dedicated to anti-fascist action, everyone who gets out on the streets to give Nazi bastards the kicking they deserve. This one's called Nazi Scum.
Brian from Hellshock. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Party on, Vancouver.
Yes, welcome to CITR 101.9, as he just said. The guy from Hellshock. It is 12:04. My name's Andy. This is Generation Annihilation. That was some old Oi Polloi, some live, a live track called Nazi Bastards. And they have a new CD out called SS Politician in line with the kind of Nazi theme. I'm going to play, damn bastards, I'm going to play SS Politician off their new one. That's called SS Politician. Hope you like it, brand spanking new. Oi Polloi. Here we go.
Son of a bitch, I took your job. By shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Yeah, a little bit of Authorities for you, off the kind of a Nazi set. Song's called Achtung. And before that, we had MDC with John Wayne Was a Nazi, and Upright Citizens before that with Swastika Rats. And off the Crude SS 7-inch Who'll Survive, we heard Nazi Go Home. And we started off with the brand new Oi Polloi. We heard the title track off SS Politician. And it's 16 minutes past noon here at CITR. This is Generation Annihilation. My name is Andy Grotesque. Aaron's taking a much-deserved day off today. So he asked me to come in, and I'll be here till 1. And Power Chord will be on from 1 to 3 with Marcia this week, so I won't be staying for the whole... A lot of times I stay till 3, but today I won't be, so that's cool. There's a band coming up. I don't know which band, but if you want to hear an interview with a local metal band, that's at 1 with Marcia with Power Chord. Anyways, up next... Got to figure out what I'm going to play next. I'll go to this here. I'm kind of in a classic punk rock mood today, so I'm going to play a lot of classic punk rock. This one reminds me of when I first got into punk back in 85, 86. I love this band. Love this. Actually, this is their best record. I mean, you've heard the rest. You probably know. It's Bad Brains. Yeah, Rock for Light. The best thing they put out, except for the early 7-inch, I guess. And some of the later stuff's not bad, but this is the stuff, man. This is off Rock for Light. This is Band in D.C. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. couldn't make it as a punker.
Hey, Jack, what's happening?
I don't know.
Well, rumor around town says you might be thinking about going down to the shore.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down to the shore.
What are you going to do down there?
I don't know. Play some video games, buy some Def Leppard t-shirts.
Don't forget your Motley Crue t-shirt. You know, all proceeds go to get their lead singer out of jail.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to go down. Hey, we going to check out the sandbar while you're down there?
What's the sandbar?
That's a place that lets 16-year-old kids drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, hey, guess who's going to be there?
Who?
My favorite cover band, Crystal Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, they do a Doors show. I'd be really impressed. In fact, it goes a little like this. Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. 'Cause I got AIDS. Love me two times, baby. Once for tomorrow. Once 'cause I got AIDS. Pretty good Jim Morrison in prison there. I hope those guys have a good sense of humor and don't take us into court.
What's the court?
Never mind that. The important thing
here... You mean
here,
the people's court.
No, that's another story. The important thing here is that we get to the part where you ask me how I'm going to get down to the shore.
Oh, how are you getting down to the shore?
Funny you should ask. I've got a car now.
Oh, wow. How'd you get a car?
Oh, my folks drove it up here from the Bahamas.
You're kidding.
It must be. The Bahamas are islands. Okay, the important thing here is that you asked me what kind of car it is.
What kind of car do you got?
I've got a bitchin' Camaro.
Yeah. jails are full of the poor black. And once they get out, you know they'll end up just going back. Cold American justice, but we know the truth.
On Saturday, July 10th, at Vancouver's beautiful Center for Performing Arts at 777 Homer Street, the Freakishly Fine Film Company will present Think You're Bloody Funny? A clean, stand-up comedy competition in which an upcoming comic will win $5,000. It will be a filmed event. The occasion is a benefit for the Vancouver Food Bank Society. Admission will be free, but a non-perishable food or cash donation for the food bank will be greatly appreciated. Tickets will be at the door. The Grace Note String Ensemble will play in the lobby beginning at 7 p.m. Comedy at 8, followed by judging and a musical set by the Knackers. For more information, go to bloodyfunny.net. Everyone, welcome. I'm gonna take you down. You've been there before. I'm gonna leave you
there. A dollar or two.
If I say something that you don't like, just think about it. I may be right. If I say something, just hear me out. I just might know what I'm talking about. If I say something, well, I mean what I say. My words have meaning, and that's all the truth. Life is full of problems, hey, that's okay. In times of trouble, you'll find a way. When things go wrong, lean on my shoulder, friend.
Yeah, that was good. That was actually Aaron said, you should check out this band. So I got the whole CD of two records and one. It's just in the, where am I here? That is Marginal Man. And I'm trying to find it. Where did I put it? Okay, that was originally off Still Screaming back in 83, and the CD comes with two records. It comes with Still Screaming and This Side Up. And of course, Scream were the band that had Dave Grohl in it, but he came in later. Back they're better before he was in it, to be completely honest. Dave Grohl was in like Nirvana, and he's in Foo Fighters. Do you know that? Hello, say hi.
I like those bands.
Yeah, he was in this band too, but not back then.
Bands,
so. No. And before that, we had, let's see, Dead Milk, Did I mention, we played Marginal Man. I'm mixing up all my albums here. We played Marginal Man, we heard,
Oh yeah, and Hi.
Yeah, then I started talking about Scream at the same time. What the hell am I talking about? All my notes are in disorder here. Disorder!
Isn't that a band?
So we heard Scream. Yeah, it is. Scream. Then before that we had, Marginal Man. Then before that Scream. Before that Dead Milkman. We heard Bitchin' Camaro. Before that The Vandals. Off Peace Through Vandalism we heard I Want to Be a Cowboy. And we started off with The Bad Brains off Rock for Light. We heard a band in D.C. And yeah, and two of those bands were from D.C. And I've got some more D.C. stuff. I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time. I'm playing a whole bunch of short songs. Very short songs, all under a minute. We did a whole show once of short songs. And we went a little bit overtime that day because there's some sports happening. And in about less than 70 minutes, we played 70 songs. Not bad. I'm not going to do that today, but we're going to try to squeeze in one set of short tunes. And the first one is Government Issue off the Legless Bull 7-inch, which came out a long time ago. You can actually download that from iTunes now. We're going to hear a song called Anarchy is Dead. I'm going to try and do this without any mistakes, because there's going to be a lot of short songs. I'm going to have to flip around from CD player to CD player. I didn't bring up any vinyl for this, because I knew it would be a little bit too difficult. So it's all on CD. And let's... go here. I got everything set up. I gotta go. Gotta do this fast. Short songs. Here we go. On Generation Annihilation.
101.9 FM CITR. And if you have a request, you can phone in on our phone line 604-822-82487. That's 604 UBCCITR. I'm
There we go. A whole bunch of short songs. Yeah, I did it without... I think I didn't make any mistakes. Anyways, that was a band called... You check out the CD. It's an underground soundtrack compilation CD. We heard Empty Trash Being Kicked. Oh, sorry, Empty Trash Can Being Kicked with a song called Sub Society. Before that, Dr. No off. The Best of Dr. No, we heard Emergency Room. And before that, D.I. off Short Music for Short People, we heard the compilation. 100 tracks on one LP. Came out years ago. We heard Coming to Your Town and Descendants off the Two Things at Once. We heard Tony Age. Youth Brigade off a CD called Possible. We heard Point of View. That's their old stuff. Way more hardcore. And Minor Threat off their first two 7-inches. We heard Bottled Violence. And DRI off their crossover Millennium Edition CD, we heard A Coffin. Government Issue before that, off the Legless Bull 7-inch, we heard Anarchy is Dead. And yeah, that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 short songs. Anyways, that was kind of fun. I don't want to do that too often. That's a lot of work. Making sure everything queues up and keeps going. Do I have something ready to go? Maybe I should do one of these, because I just barely had enough time to type everything as these things went ripping by. Let's do one of these, and I'll find something to play. And this one would actually fit in perfectly, because I played John Wayne Was a Nazi earlier. And if this computer would boot up a little faster, yeah, now we can do it. Here's a little station ID, and then I'm going to find something to throw in there. Got a bunch of stuff up here still, so. And stay tuned for a power cord in 15 minutes. Wow, goes by fast when you're doing an hour show, right? What's your name?
Hammer.
Okay, and this show is? No, it's
Generation
not.
Generation Annihilation.
You almost said Power Chord, because that's, we come, I'm on the host on Power Chord nowadays, and I don't come up to Generation Annihilation all too often. It was great to play punk rock for this hour, so we still got 15 minutes left, so we got some time to go. And sorry for the person that phoned, I couldn't really talk at all, because it was like I was doing the short songs and flipping around. So let's hear the station ID, and I'm going to find some more good punk rock.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Bye!
It's only a dream.
Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Jumping lines in international sand, feeding blood to keep habits of the elephant rails.
Yeah, the stack of dust for a dick that he can visit from himself to mentor. She grabs in her pants and when it starts to stink, they left her up for living out above the river. A goddamn beast curse. She couldn't imagine the worst. She was once known for her art. Not anymore. His mother had a turkey when she got him from work and they told him to the needles in his arm. She gave one blowjob in the back of a bed and this hot relief went across her lips. There's a fucking curse. She couldn't imagine worse. The doctor was such a nice kid. Not anymore. A bumpy road with simple things that people with dreams. You with the natural birth. The brown tooth, the bones, modern bottle glass blood.
Fucking happened.
Bullwreck's mess with limp handshakes. Since we mortared by mail. No blue girls, never boys. These puppets is causing shit. Smell like me. These are the main traits. The chaos of yet. Another's worse. The chaos of it all. Yeah.
Yeah!
it's time to dine. Grab yourself a plate, the pork is really great. You know, you never can be too careful with those undercooked pork chops.
You could get some disease.
Or worse yet, you could get struck by lightning or drown in a kiddie pool. So don't be a fool. Be sure and take all the necessary precautions when having a barbecue.
This is Mr. Barbecue! Mr. Barbecue! I'm Mr. Barbecue! Yeah, Mr. Barbecue! We need man! Chicken fried pork steak! Skin and apples, mac chicken breast! This is Mr. Barbecue!
Yes, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was 59 times the pain off a 1998 CD called End of the Millennium. We heard a track called Working Man Hero. And right here, I closed the play sheet. I have to look at it again. I forget what I played. And before that, we had Guttermouth off the full-length LP. We heard Mr. Barbecue and Daigle Abortions off Fetus of Fetus. We heard Ronald McReagan and Propagandy off the Potemkin City Limits. Impending Half Head. Death Sentence, Not a Pretty Sight. We heard Fake. And we're going to leave off one more track. I play this every time when I come up here in June. And it's a track by Reagan Youth. It's June-y. It's very barbecue-y. What are you doing? Somebody's pressing buttons over there. The song I played, It's a Beautiful Day off the pop classic CD thing. And somebody's talking to me. Here we go. Stay tuned for Power Chord at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening.
See ya.
We had our cheap American brews, you know, some nice hot dogs. Get out the nice little transistor radio, sit back, relax, have a nice little...